ولا شريعة بعد شريعته، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا كثيرًا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، وما أرسلناك إلا رحمة للعالمين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: من أحيا سنتي فقد أحبني، ومن أحبني كان معي في الجنة، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. اللهم اجعل أعمالنا خالصا لوجهك الكريم، آمين يا رب العالمين. My respected elders and brothers in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. First and foremost, we begin by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the creator, controller, nourisher and sustainer of all the worlds. And we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for granting us the opportunity, granting us the good fortune of being from this ummah, from being the believers in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in the finality of the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We see ourselves on the last day of the month of Rabi'ul Awwal, the month that saw the most blessed day on the face of this earth, the most joyous day on the face of this earth. And that was the day that our beloved Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born. This month also saw the most devastating day, the most dark and gloomy day. That was the day that our beloved Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed on. He was born and he was passed away in the same month. Adam alayhi salatu wa sallam, he asked Allah, who is Muhammad? So Allah asked him, how do you know who's Muhammad? He say, I saw his name inscribed on your name, next to your name on your arsh. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told him that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the very being that this entire world was created in honor for. In his honor, this entire world was created. So who is this man? Who is this man that we claim to love, that we claim to follow? His name was Muhammad, referred to in the Quran Kareem by other names like Ahmed, Mudathir, Muzambil, Yasin, Taha. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam said that I spanned the earth from east to west, but I never found a lineage more noble and more pure than the lineage of our beloved Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. His father's name was Abdullah. His grandfather, Abdul Muttalib. Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Abdul Muttalib bin Hashib bin Abd Manaf bin Qusay bin Qilab bin Murra bin Ka'a bin Lu'ay bin Kanana bin Khuzayma bin Mudrika bin Ilyas bin Mudr bin Nazar bin Ma'ad bin Adnan. Some ulama have gone from Adnan right up till Adam alayhi salatu wasalam. Every person in the lineage of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam can be vouched for. His mother was Sayyidatina Amina radiallahu anha. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam lost his noble father, Abdullah, before he was born. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam was cared for by his mother. And at the tender age of 6 years only, our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's mother Amina passed away. And then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was cared for by his grandfather Abdul Muttalib. And when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was 8 years old, then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's grandfather Abdul Muttalib passed away. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was cared for by his uncle Abu Talib. From the tender age of 12 years old, Our beloved Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam was doing import export, going to Syria and going to different countries and doing business on behalf of other people. He got married to Khadija radiallahu anha at the age of 25. He got Nubuwah at the age of 40. He lived in Makkatul Mukarramah till the age of 53, then migrated to Madinatul Munawwara and passed away from this worldly life at the age of 63. If we are to describe our beloved, we can only go to a certain extent in describing them. But when we look at the ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we see the Sahaba's words and how the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala alayhim ajma'in describe their most beloved. Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then we see they did not leave a single stone unturned. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is said, he was atwal min al marbu' أقصر من المشرب. He was neither very tall, neither very short. He was of medium stature. عظيم الهامة ليس بالمطهم ليس بالمكسم. His face was not very long, neither was it very round, but it was roundish. واسع الجبين. He had a broad forehead. أهذب الأشراف. His eyelashes were very long. أضعج العينين. The pupils of his eyes were dark, pitch black. أشكل العين. The whiteness around his eyes had red blood vessels that were flowing. أضج الحواجب. He had dense eyebrows, such eyebrows that did not meet in the middle. It is said that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, between his eyebrows had a vein, that whenever he became angry, that vein would protrude out. إِقْنُ الْإِرْنِينَ لَهُ نُورٌ يَعْلُوهُ. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's nose was very pronounced. It had a very beautiful shine and a glitter on it. If people would just immediately see it, it would look as if though his nose was big because of the light on it, but actually it was smallish and had a little bit point at the end. أبيض مليحا أبيض مشربا. Our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam was fair in complexion. His face and his body was white with a tinge of redness in it. ضليع الفم مفلج الأسنان براق الثنايا. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a generous mouth. His teeth should shine. And between his two front teeth, there was a gap. Once our beloved mother Aisha radiallahu anha, she was busy sewing close to the time of Maghrib Salah. And at that time, she dropped her needle and our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walked in the room. When he walked in the room, he smiled at her. She says immediately when he smiled, between his two front teeth, between the gap in his front teeth, such a noor emanated from his mouth that I saw my needle in the dark. When she narrated this to him and told him what had happened, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then said, woe unto that person, woe unto that person who is deprived of witnessing my countenance on the day of Qiyamah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sahlul khaddain. He had fleshy cheeks. Ka'anna unuqahu jidhu duma'a fi safa'il fidda. He had a long neck, and it should shine as though it was made out of silver. Hassan bin Thabit, the poet of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the minbar of the Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he looks at the countenance of our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he proclaims, وأحسن منك لم تر قط عيني، وأجمل منك لم تلد النساء، خلقت مبرأ من كل عيب، كأنك قد خلقت كما تشاء. وأحسن منك لم تر قط عيني. More beautiful and more noble than you, no eye has ever seen. وأجمل منك لم تلد النساء. More beautiful than you, no woman has ever given birth to. خلقت مبرأ من كل عيب. You have been created free from any default, free from any blemish. كأنك قد خلقت كما تشاء. It is as if though you told Allah, it is as if though you wanted to be created like how you were created. Imagine if you were given the opportunity before we were born to choose how we'd look. We'll all choose the best of everything. And that was our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Words cannot describe him. Words cannot elevate him. Words cannot fully give due to his countenance. Another poet says very beautiful, ما إن مدحت محمدا بمقالتي ولكن مدحت مقالتي بمحمدا. My poetry cannot praise Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is the appearance of the name of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in my poetry that praises my poetry. Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had 11 wives. They were Khadija binti Khuwailid, Aisha Siddiqa binti Abi Bakr Siddiq, Hafsa binti Umar, Sauda binti Zam'a, Zainab binti Jahsh, Zainab binti Khuzaima, Ummu Salama Hinda binti Umayya, Juwayriya binti Harith, Ummu Habiba Ramla binti Abi Sufyan, Maymuna binti Harith, and Safiya binti Huyay. Why am I telling you this? Because we need to know the life of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We need to study it. If we ask a person who supports Manchester United, who are the players, they'll name every 11 last year's players, or everyone on the bench as well. But when we ask about our beloved Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who we proclaim to love, we cannot give these details. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had 4 daughters and 2 sons from Khadija radiallahu anha, his first wife. They were Fatima al-Zahra radiallahu anha, Zainab radiallahu anha, Ruqayya and Ummu Kulthum radiallahu anhuma, Qasim and Abdullah. From one of the slaves of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Maria Qibtiya, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had a son, Ibrahim. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam also adopted Zayd radiallahu anhu. In every aspect of our lives, if we have to look into the seerah, if we have to study the life of our beloved Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there's an example in every aspect of our lives. Whether you are a teacher, we see how Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam interacted with the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala alayhim ajma'in. He taught with such love and kindness that Anas radiallahu anhu was a 9-year-old boy, spent 10 years in the company of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says, لا ضربني ولا شتمني. He never hit me, neither did he ever swear me. He never asked me why I did this, why I did not do this. If we look at Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as a husband, Aisha radiallahu anha and the other wives say that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam entered the house, then he was like an ordinary man. He would do the household chores. He would mend his own clothing. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was undoubtedly the king of Arabia. But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't sit on a big throne and order his disciples around like we know today's kings do. No. But one example from the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam at the battle of the trench, when the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala alayhim ajma'in were going through extreme hunger, digging a trench around Madinatul Munawwara, striking and digging this brick trench, Every time they came across a big rock that they could not split open, they would call upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam would split the rock open for them. At that particular time, a sahabi came to our beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, lifted up his Mubarak shirt, and he said, "O Nabi of Allah, I am suffering pangs of hunger. I've tied a stone to my belly." Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, "I didn't want to divulge this to you." But Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam then lifted up his shirt, and there were two such stones tied to the belly of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, suppressing his hunger. My beloved brothers and elders, time does not permit us to go further, but it is a prerequisite for each and every one of us. The books of seerah are there. The ulama are there. Go to them, learn about the history of Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. From the time before he became a Nabi till his last breath, he sacrificed so much. He lost blood. He lost teeth. His family members were tortured. He himself was tortured. He was mocked and jeered at. Only so me and you, who he regarded as his brothers, so me and you can be saved from Jahannam and enter Jannatul Firdaus. But we can all, if I have to ask each one of us a question, who loves Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam? The answer is going to be obvious. And everyone is going to say, "I love him." How can you ask such a ridiculous question? Who doesn't love our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam? But let us look how Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam himself defined this love. He said, "Man ahya sunnati, faqad ahabbani." Whoever revives my sunnah, implements my sunnah in his life, faqad ahabbani, then he has loved me. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّنِي كَانَ مَعِي فِي الْجَنَّةِ. And whoever loves me will be with me in Jannah. And who does not want the companionship and the neighborhood of Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannah? So let us measure, each one of us, let us measure my love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by how much of his sunnah I implement in my life. It is not for one to look at another, to judge another person, because we don't know what another person is going through. We don't know the intention of each and every person. But you yourself sit down and think, "I love him." If someone has to mock him like we've heard in the past, making cartoons and that, na'udhu billah, then we all want to stand up and fight. But aren't we destroying him from within? Aren't we harming him from within? Aren't we doing a disservice to him from within by shunning his sunnah, by shunning his teachings? We are all ummatis. We are all reciters of the kalima la ilaha illallah, but the kalima does not stop there. The kalima continues, Muhammadur Rasulullah, following the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way shown to us by beloved Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the true love of our beloved Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revive his sunnah in each and every of our lives. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for shunning his sunnah in the past, and make an intention that inshallah from today, one sunnah I am going to learn, one sunnah I am going to implement in my life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.